It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. Coming up at Central Time, we look at an ongoing review by the federal government looking at reported sexual assaults and how they were handled on the UW-Madison campus. First, a report shows that at least some inmates at the Waupun Correctional Institution weren't notified about changes to the state's solitary confinement policy. The Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism released the report, which says inmates agreed to sentences in solitary that are longer than the maximum terms under those recent changes. This isn't the first time there have been disputes between inmates and officers at the prison related to solitary confinement. In 2014, the center reported on multiple claims of abuse. Joining us now to give us the full story is Dee Hall, managing editor at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Dee, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, take us back to those changes. First of all, what did the state change when it came to solitary confinement last summer?
So the changes took effect on June 1st, and they were intended to dramatically lower the time, the maximum time in solitary that inmates would serve for disciplinary infractions. And so they went from 360 days maximum for an individual serious offense down to 90 days for the most serious offense. So it was cut very dramatically. In addition, the Department of Corrections decided that they would prefer to have correctional officers negotiating with inmates when there were disciplinary infractions to kind of speed up the process of reaching a disciplinary outcome.
Right, and that's a key part of the story here, because you write that inmates didn't know about this change, and that's important because they ultimately could be agreeing to the term of their solitary confinement, as I understand it.
Right, and that's what I found. I mean, this whole thing was sparked by an inmate's letter telling me that he was not aware that these maximum terms had been significantly reduced and that he had agreed to 6 months, in solitary for an infraction that, depending on how it was calculated, could have been significantly less.
This all comes against a backdrop of protests, of people rethinking the use of solitary confinement, not just in Wisconsin, but around the country. Is that what led to these changes in the first place?
Yeah, I think there's been a more soul-searching among Department of Corrections officials and certainly activists have been very vocal in this regard of feeling that this strategy for, you know, maintaining discipline and order in prisons is really tantamount in some cases to torture.
So walk us through the chain of events from Waupun. This change came into effect June 1st. Presumably,
right.
Prison officials around the state knew this was coming. What happened next? Why didn't this chain of information get to the inmates who I guess are supposed to know about this?
It's unclear to me why they did not, because the warden at Waupun at the time was actually on the task force that came up with these recommended changes. So it's surprising that that would be the one prison that I heard from that, in fact, where inmates said they were not notified. So June 1st is when these took effect. We did find the Department of Corrections did provide an email to me showing that the policy was sent for posting about 10 weeks later, mid-August, to Waupun. But I heard from two inmates after that time frame who said they were not notified, as of one of them as of the end of mid-September and the other one as of the beginning of October.
We're talking to Dee Hall from the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism about solitary confinement in Wisconsin prisons, a change in policy. That change apparently didn't trickle down all the way to some inmates, leading to longer terms than are now allowed by law. So we actually saw inmates serving longer periods of time in solitary than these state guidelines allow. I mean, even if it was the situation where they were negotiating with correctional officers, in theory, that shouldn't have happened, right?
Well, in theory, no. But what I found was there were some inmates who agreed to times in solitary that were 2, 3, 4 times longer than under the new guidelines, which in one case, the new guidelines called for 30 days. One of the inmates had agreed to 120 days in segregation as a result of an infraction, which in this case was disobeying orders. That particular inmate, there were two separate disciplinary actions. Both of them exceeded the maximums on their face. I should say that there are both mitigating factors, meaning if you have history of mental illness, or if you complied with the order right away that a correctional officer gave, that can cut some of the time off there. Then there are aggravating factors. For example, if you're a multiple offender of a certain disciplinary rule, or what you did was particularly egregious. But the records don't show that either of those was taken into consideration in these voluntary agreements.
You're right about one inmate who, because he thought the maximum amount was 360 days, agreed to 180 days, not knowing that the actual limit was half that still.
Right, right. And his that's sort of what sparked all of this, because he said, I found out about this change reading some news coverage at the end of August. And at that point, he had been in solitary for many weeks. He had agreed, I believe it was sometime in mid-July, to this longer disposition, which he said he would not have done had he known that they had dramatically lowered the penalties.
Now, have you heard from either the Waupun facility or the Department of Corrections about what went wrong, why this guideline wasn't being followed?
No, I asked several times why the inmates were not notified in a timely fashion, was not given an answer, except that the correctional officers implemented, the staff implemented these changes, according to the Department of Corrections, but there was no mention made of inmate notification. I also asked if there were any steps taken to mitigate or to change these voluntary dispensations for inmates who were not aware of the new policy, and I got no response to that question.
So we don't know if things necessarily have changed in the last couple of months then?
I don't happen to know that.
A big picture, a solitary confinement, this change going on, a reduction, at least in theory, in the maximum amount of time an inmate can be in solitary confinement. The justification for solitary confinement is, hey, we need this for staff safety, or for the safety in many cases of other inmates. I know that's disputed by some research. But is there an instead now? Is there something that is being done to replace what would have been done when solitary confinement was used longer, a treatment or something?
I think one thing that they're trying to do, at least just at the start, is just to reduce the sheer amount of time that's spent in these isolating conditions, because there's a lot of research now that this can do much psychological harm. And so I think that is the first step here, where they're trying to make the time in solitary less, and as a result have fewer inmates spending time in solitary. And the policy appears to have worked to some extent, at least. The number of inmates at a point in time measurement at the beginning of 2015 who were in solitary was around 1,100. And when they did a point in time number at the end of 2015, it had gone down by about 200. So that's a significant reduction. Some of the other things that they're trying to do involve a little more access to some programming and things of that nature for people who are in these situations, in these settings.
One of the concerns about solitary confinement in Wisconsin was the potential for abuse of inmates. We talked to your colleague Bill Leaders back, I think it was in 2014, after a report he did on allegations of abuse by inmates against particular corrections officers. The Department of Corrections disputed a lot of the claims there. Can you remind us, though, what some of those claims were?
So, the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism did a big investigation back in 2014. We had compiled just a surprising number of allegations of severe psychological and physical abuse that inmates were lodging against correctional officers and other staff at the prison there. And about two-thirds of the allegations involved a single correctional officer there at Waupun. And they followed a familiar pattern of inmates often being, manhandled, and in their words and their allegations, while they had handcuffs on and things of that nature. We have documented a history of at least allegations. And as you say, the Department of Corrections has essentially said that the inmates are lying about these allegations.
Big picture again, and this history is still kind of writing itself here, but given the protests you've seen, a movement on this issue from the Department of Corrections itself, are we seeing a change? Are we going to see more changes, do you think, in solitary confinement, the use of it?
I don't know if we'll see more in Wisconsin, but nationally there's definitely a movement. State after state is reducing the use of solitary because it doesn't help the inmates. It doesn't necessarily even help the institutions. It was supposed to keep order in the institutions, and you end up with some people who are pretty psychologically damaged as a result of this, and those people don't make good inmates either.
Dee, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right, thanks a lot.
That's Dee Hall with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism talking about her new report on solitary confinement in Wisconsin prisons. Her piece is linked on the Central Time Facebook page.